every Tuesday morning about this time, we chat in with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, who sponsors this portion of the program. I should say which sponsors. But good morning, Susie. How
are
you doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you guys?
Doing fine, thanks. CCRC Retirement Community, Asbury Place in Kingsport. Real quickly, what is CCRC again?
Continuing Care Retirement Community.
All right. You have brought a guest with you today, and I will ask you in a moment to introduce her to our audience. But I understand she is a recent convert, if you will, to Asburyism.
She is.
And so with that as a sort of a setup, if you will, please, Susan.
Absolutely. I'm very pleased to introduce Diz Downing this morning. She, I met her this time last year, so we've known each other for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
We actually met on a virtual meeting that we had. She was a winner of a Lowe's gift card. She actually attended a real estate program that we had as a virtual program.
Mm-hmm.
I met her through that, and then, of course, obviously we stayed in touch and did what we do best, talk to people about retirement living, a CCRC coming to Kingsport, Tennessee. We built our relationship over that time span. She came to visit this time last year. She made her plans. She knew she had everything she needed to make a well-informed decision. And then she moved into Asbury Place at Kingsport in November of 2021. I'm going to let her tell the rest of the story because it's pretty amazing.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, Diz, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Thanks for joining us here this morning, too. Now, Susie didn't say where you came from, but where you came from?
I came from Casa Grande, Arizona, which is midway between Phoenix and Tucson.
Okay. Well, now, obviously, that's a long ways from East Tennessee. How did you get in touch with East Tennessee? What was your curiosity? How did you finally wind up at Asbury?
Well, I have a daughter that lives in Kingsport.
Uh-huh.
And her family has been here since my son-in-law got out of Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
He got his PhD there.
Very good. Boilermaker.
Yes, and they moved here.
Uh-huh.
So they did research, and I have a daughter also in North Carolina.
Okay.
In a suburb of Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And she did research there to find places for senior living.
You had a whole team running in front of you, didn't you?
I did.
That's nice.
And then I was visiting my daughter here in Kingsport and made plans to visit Asbury.
And ran into Susie Cloyd, and the rest is history.
And
right?
Fell in love with Susie.
Well, many do. Most don't want to recover, so it's wonderful.
I couldn't wait to meet her in person.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had such...
Mm-hmm. After the long
so
distance sort
contacts.
Of thing.
We bonded. We really bonded.
Wonderful.
Yes,
wonderful.
Great stories.
So you came to Kingsport then. You moved to Kingsport with the intention of going and living at Asbury Place in Kingsport, right?
And it was scary.
Of course it is.
I mean, it was a big, big change across country.
Yeah.
And I had a three-bedroom house and a yard and lived by a golf course. And I had established a lot of things in my life there.
Sure.
But my body kind of made the choice for me.
I understand that, as a matter of fact. I have one of those, too, and sometimes they call and we're not quite ready to answer, so I know what you're talking about. So with that in mind, you did get to Kingsport. Tell me about your first impression, your first physical visit to Asbury Place.
I was amazed.
How so?
Just because of what it offered and the facilities.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful, inside and out.
Yeah.
And I didn't meet a lot of people on the tour the first time.
Sure.
But the ones I met just made such an impression with me.
Very nice.
Because some came up and introduced themselves to me, and they didn't know me from Adam.
Welcome to East Tennessee.
and then I just felt welcome before I ever got here.
Uh-huh. Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, with that kind of reception, you know, from the folks there, you saw both the physical plant itself of the buildings and the campus and so on, which is beautiful. And you had a chance then, as you went inside and began talking to people, to learn about that heart aspect of Asbury Place as well, too. So with that in mind, was your mind made up at that point, or did you say, I've got to learn a little bit more?
Well, I just knew I needed to do it.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then after visiting with Susie, she explained all of the, you know, conditions that it involved, you know, the move.
Mm-hmm.
And I, at that time, I still had to sell my home.
Oh, oh boy.
And so she knew at that time that that's what it depended on.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happened and I put the house up for sale, mm-hmm. it was just, and I did it at the right time.
Very good.
I will tell you that.
Very good. Because you got in front of all this that's happened in the last half year, or year, really, to speak of, too.
Yeah, sold within 3 weeks it was sold.
Wonderful. Thinking out loud right now with Diz Downing, a new resident, recently arrived resident at Asbury Place in Kingsport. Now, with the with your arrival here, how did Asbury Place, Susie, the folks there, make it easier for you to get used to the idea? Because we did this a couple of years ago ourselves, of downsizing from a home into a community. That's a big step, and it requires a little bit of hand-holding along the way, at least in our experience. What about you, Diz?
Oh, I got the mental attitude that it's just things.
There you go.
It wasn't what was important in life.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually getting closer to the things that I really treasured, and that mm-hmm. was my family.
Right.
I'm closer to both my daughters now
mm-hmm.
and the kids, and I just... That was totally the decision that just kept me going through the whole.
Sure.
If there was any negative part of moving, it was leaving my other friends.
Sure.
But with the technology we have now,
mm-hmm. You haven't left them.
We're still in touch every day.
Exactly.
And the ones that are friends are friends. I mean,
talk about your new friends now, though.
And
at
now, that's just what I was going to say. Now I have so many new friends. It's just humbling when you meet all these people that their lives just enrich.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They enrich me because of knowing them, and they're just marvelous. And we have so much fun. We look forward to just, you know, doing the activities. Mm-hmm. I look forward to every day just going to dinner and
bring on the day, right?
And all the activities amaze mm-hmm. me.
Yeah.
And I try to do as many of those as I physically can.
Sure.
And I am actually stronger than I was before I moved here.
Because of physical regimens you've undertaken?
Because of the physical fitness
mm-hmm.
there is offered. And I'm around people. When I was in Arizona, the people would leave, you know.
Yeah.
And I would be alone in my house, and mm-hmm. I was afraid to go get the mail.
Yeah.
I didn't want to fall and
Understood.
Not be found.
And now
I can go out and open the door, and there's all these people. I can walk. I don't have to worry about, I mean, sometimes sure. I don't even have to have the walker or the cane.
Great. Great.
I can go.
You've got your extended family of Asbury right out there waiting.
I do.
That's wonderful. It's great to make fun, make friends, and have so much fun doing it, too.
Oh, it
especially
is.
After something as unsettling, let's say, because you were in settlement, and now you're not, as moving. And we can relate to that as well, too. So this has just been wonderful. I hope you'll come back and talk to us some more periodically about things you're learning and seeing and friends you're making at Asbury Place and so on.
I could talk forever about Asbury.
Okay, Susie, there you go. You have been supplanted,
well,
okay?
Well, and I wish your listeners could see Diz's face. She always has a smile on
absolutely,
her face.
Absolutely.
I mean,
wonderful to talk with you, too.
A picture's yeah. worth a thousand words, but I just have to say she's always upbeat. She's always got a smile on her face, always looks for the positive and the good in everything. And, I mean, that's contagious.
Yeah,
you know, I'm
yeah.
not saying every day's perfect, and I'm not saying everybody has, you know, a perfect scenario. But I would say for the most part, when the good outweighs the bad, you know,
yeah.
enjoy every minute of it.
Sounds like you two are frankly clones of one another.
She did her due diligence. She would listen to me for weeks on the radio. She would tune in.
And even after that, she came over.
Right, exactly. And, you know, she kept saying, I'm going to do it. And finally, when I still had a couple slots open for some guest speakers, she said, I'm coming.
Great.
And so she did her
wonderful
homework.
Wonderful decision.
She did her homework. But if I can say one thing, I've seen everything, every dynamic play out in Diz's life.
Mm-hmm.
Family support, you know, all of the components were put in place to help her move cross country.
Right.
Not across the street, right. Not across the town, but cross country. And so I just want to encourage listeners that if it sounds and seems like it's the impossible, come talk to me. Let's all work together as a team, your family, the resources I have that I can share with you, and just learn how you can get this ear-to-ear smile that Ms. Diz Downing has this morning about Asbury Place at Kingsport.
It is contagious. We're all sitting here just massaging our
yes,
cheeks
exactly.
because we're
exactly.
laughing and having so much fun. Susie, if you will, activities for the rest of the month.
The listeners have got to know about our Freedom Barbecue next Wednesday, the 20th. We have got Backdraft Barbecue on site, the food truck. We have music on site. It will pretty much be, it's going to start at noon or right at 11:30, but something tells me we're going to be eating up into the dinner hour. So come, it's at the courtyard, there's no charge. We want you to come and enjoy every minute of the independence celebration. We know it started on July 4th, but we're taking it all the way to the end of July. And that Freedom Barbecue on July 20th at 11:30, our courtyard, Asbury Place at Kingsport.
Fantastic. How do folks get in touch?
423-830-8502.
Susie Cloyd with Asbury Place in Kingsport. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks,
on AM
guys.
910 WJCW.